The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, October 5, 2023. Cuba on Wednesday stressed its condemnation of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and the importance of cooperation to fight it on behalf of more than 25 countries and in its national capacity at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking in the general debate to follow up on the implementation of the 1993 Vienna Declaration and Program of Action, Cuban Representative Jairo Rodriguez recalled that this mechanism to reinforce the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the United Nations Charter includes in its Article 17 a call on the international community to adopt timely measures to promote cooperation in the fight against terrorism. This section of the text, adopted three decades ago, warns that terrorist acts, methods, and practices in all their forms and manifestations are activities oriented towards the destruction of human rights, fundamental freedoms, and democracy, threatening the territorial integrity and security of states and destabilizing legitimately constituted governments. In a speech on behalf of several countries at the continuation of the 54th Ordinary Session of the Human Rights Council, Rodriguez denounced the criminal and unjustified nature of terrorist methods and practices. The Bridges of Love Project expressed from the United States its solidarity with the families of those who died during the collapse of a multifamily building in Havana. "We offer our willingness to help our people at every moment, especially in times of difficulty," activist Carlos Lasso, coordinator of the group, told Prensa Latina. The Cuban professor based in Seattle explained via WhatsApp that in just 2 hours, through an online initiative, members of the Patriotic Emigration donated $610 to the channel that will be used to help those affected due to this tragedy. Lasso highlighted the value of the actions and the speed with which everyone responded when they learned what happened. Representatives of the United Arab Emirates and Cuba expressed in Abu Dhabi their country's willingness to promote bilateral relations and mutual cooperation in the economic, commercial, investment, development, and renewable energy spheres. According to a report by the WAM News Agency, this was done in a meeting between His Highness Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Vice President and Deputy Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, and Ricardo Cabrizas, Cuban Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment. Al Nahyan also serves as President of the Constitutional Court of the Arabian Peninsula State. The Cuban Foreign Ministry previously stated in a press release that Cabrizas traveled to the United Arab Emirates at the head of a delegation made up of officials from various Cuban ministries and institutions and will hold work meetings to deepen the ties that unite the Cuban and Emirati peoples. The ministry also valued that the occasion will lead to thanking the authorities of the United Arab Emirates for the funds provided by that territory to various social projects in the Caribbean. The launching of the book Bolivia, Che, an Untold Story by Argentine writer Leda Berlusconi shed light on the objectives of the camp created by Comandante Ernesto Guevara in Yankawazoo in 1966. The aim was to create a long-term training school for fighters in South America, not a guerrilla center, the author explained, at the headquarters of the Vice Presidency of the Plurinational State after being introduced by Ambassadors Ariel Basteiro from Argentina and Danilo Sanchez from Cuba. In the presence of the children of guerrilla martyrs, former ministers, accredited diplomatic personnel, representatives of social organizations, intellectuals, and other guests, Berlusconi referred to the testimony given to him by Bolivian Army Major Rubén Sánchez. The book's writer stated that Sánchez bases this untold story on experiences. Berlusconi recalled that the struggle for the liberation of Argentina was Che's ultimate goal. Still, he also sought to bring a new perspective that he tried to transmit to his comrades from other Latin American countries present there. The writer concluded by saying that 56 years after the fall of Che and his comrades in the Bolivian Heroic Act, our America needs to recover those ideas and embrace ourselves once again with less internal division so as to achieve a more united continent to face the common enemy. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, highlighted the heroism of the two rescuers who died while searching for victims of the collapse of a multifamily building in Old Havana. In his account on the social network X, the president expressed his sorrow at the confirmation of the death of Yolanda Suarez and Luis Alejandro Llerena, 40 and 23 years old respectively, and of Ramon Páez, 79, who was in the building at the time of the incident. And in the international agenda, we have that Russia and Latin America are currently consolidating ties in times of turbulence, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said, addressing on Wednesday the opening ceremony of the 6th International Forum, Russia and Latin America in a Turbulent World, History and Perspectives, held at the St. Petersburg State University, the diplomat acknowledged that the Latin American and Caribbean region is a leading trend for Moscow within its foreign policy. This forum is a continuation of Russia's marathon of actions to consolidate mutually beneficial relations and cooperation, Ryabkov stressed. Ryabkov read out a message sent to the participants by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who described the forum as a sincere and unpoliticized exchange that witnesses the current tectonic changes and as a way to strengthen the bonds of mutual trust. Meanwhile, Bolivian economic analyst Martin Moreira denounced that the U.S.-based international rating agency Standard & Poor's is more interested in damaging Bolivia with its report on the Bolivian financial system than in maintaining a constructive, critical view. The expert stated that what is worst is that the critical view of this rating agency is taken as a single truth by detractors of the model. Moreira made statements to the national channel Bolivia TV saying that the economy is a complex issue and always subjected to diverse interpretations and perspectives. He also expressed that the different visions that are presented must be carefully analyzed and the real indicators supported by international entities must be taken into consideration. According to the analyst, the rating agency mentions that the Bolivian economy is slowing down to 2%. However, it does not take into account the report for the first quarter of the current year, according to which the national economy grew 2.3% in that period. He explained that all indicators from low inflation to reduced unemployment in Bolivia point towards a projected growth of 4.8%. Moreira stressed that the Standard & Poor's does not seem to recognize the positive impact the financial measures implemented by the national government have had, and reminded that they contributed to the growth of the credit portfolio and deposits in addition to reducing late payments to 2.96%, one of the lowest rates in the region. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.